At the current moment, 15:48, today, the 5th of June, I've just been looking at BBC News, and it's turned out that three cabinet ministers in the government have stepped down. Labour, with 5 of 34 councils declared in the local election results, have lost 41 councillors. Massive gains for the Conservative at 48. Alan Sugar saying that Gordon Brown isn't going to step down, that it's not right that he steps down, that he stands by him. And but I find it quite interesting that there's loads of people saying this is the way forward. Gordon Brown needs to step down. We need to have a general election and all that kind of thing. I voted yesterday, and I voted for a party based upon, obviously their policies, but I also looked at their party political broadcast. And I found their party political broadcast much more encouraging than the others. All of the others were about backbiting, about saying how rubbish everybody else is, saying it's time for change, it's time for restructure, but they never actually came up with anything positive. The party that I voted for, on the other hand, in their broadcast, were very positive, just saying things such as, we want to help, and we want to do the right thing, we want to do the good thing, and things like that. And that, for me, was what really swayed my vote, that I was looking for people who have integrity, but also are positive. And I feel that in life, that's exactly the same way. If you are negative, then negative will be done to you. If you do positive, then positive things will come your way. And I really do feel that what the government really needs, actually, is integrity, but they also need to be positive as well. And I would happily vote for a different party if they were much more positive about the way that things, not brushing over the issues, but to say, this is what we want to do. We want to promote this change, but we want to do it in a wonderful way and actually blessing the opposition. And I think that would be a much more powerful thing to do. Say that.